aspect of Islamic commandments have achieved this. Prophet Muhammad, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Prophet Muhammad had faith in what was revealed to him. Believers follow him. And the role of the scholars and leaders and the elites of the society is to do so. They should not confine themselves to words. There are many officials here today. Each of you can be a role model in practice for those who look at you as a role model. Our nation is a very good nation, a great nation, a faithful nation, a forgiving nation. And during these 30 years, we have observed all these virtues. In recent developments in the elections and the events after election, you realize the role of nation, the role of people, different factions appeared or exist. Different inclinations exist in the society, different trends. But when the people realize that there is animosity against the system, and when they feel that there is a hand that leads a move, manages a move in order to inflict damages on the system, then they stay aloof. Even if they raise the slogan in which the people have faith, they realize that they are not benevolent. It is very important. The events of these days, you know, during the past 30 years, we have gained a lot of experiences. But these, we learned many things during these events. We have realized many things. It was an experience for our nation, who realized that when the nation very peacefully and very firmly launched a great move, they should not be ignorant of the hostility of the enemies who are planning for the nation, who are plotting indeed. We had 30 million turnout in the election. It was unique since the early days of the revolution. It was the presence of the nation after 30 years. And it showed the power of the system in order to see the participation of the people, a strong participation of the people in the elections. So now we realize that we should not be ignorant of the plots of the enemy. The enemy is lurking. As soon as it is said foreign enemy, then the foreigners very self-righteously would say, no, we didn't do anything. It is shameless. All realize it. What the intelligence and information systems do is something else, but what the people witness is the role of the media that played the most important role over the past few decades in the development of the nations. Once I mentioned here a few years ago, I warned, saying that the media and the intelligence agencies of the arrogant powers playing the most important role of the against the independence of the enemies of the nations, in order to undermine the independence of the nations and in order to prevent their move, their progress. I just mentioned a few examples today compared to a few years ago when I mentioned it. The media, the means of communications, have multiplied and developed much more. The enemies are active. Then they would say, we don't do anything, we don't take any action. Their instructions for ignorant rioters and groups are published in the media very openly how to confront the police, how to confront the volunteer forces, BCGs, how to set different places on fire. These are clear interference, instances of interference. Our people have have realized this, have witnessed this. It is a mistake if the people think that a group in Tehran, very small group, for instance, destroys the garbage, the dustbin of municipality, or destroys a bank, destroys a motorbike. These are, no, these are not the people who do so. When the arrogant media want to support them, they would say these are the people who are doing so. These are not the people. The people are the millions who, as soon as seeing these rioters and corrupt people, they stay aloof and they look at them with hatred because they undermine the public security and peace of the society. They look at them with disdain. Anybody who leads the society towards riots and insecurity is hated by the people, whosoever he might be. Objective of the nation can be achieved in the light of security and peace. When there is security, there is progress, industrial development, wealth and development, peace, relief, worship. We can achieve our worldly and spiritual objectives under the umbrella of security. Undermining the security of a nation is the greatest sin that one may commit. Of course, those who are mercenaries, they would not listen. I'm not addressing them. I'm not talking to them. But I'm talking to the elites. And the people are vigilant themselves. The elites should be vigilant too. The elites must bear in mind that any word, any analysis, any move that helps the enemy is against the nation. All of us must be careful, very careful. We should be careful about our stances, our words, what we say and what we do not say. Some things must be expressed, must be uttered. If we don't say them, we have not done our duty. And something must not be mentioned. If we mention that, it is against our duty. And the elites are taking a test now. It's a great examination. In this examination, failing is not merely losing a year, it is fall. If we don't want to follow this path, then we have to use our reason, which calls us to obedience to God. That should be the criteria. Politicking is against reason. Reason is what calls to mercy and through which we can find a straight path. Those who think that through politicking they are just